Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara has a braisa, five, six lines from the bottom of Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. This braisa disagrees with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that even by Chaybikrisis, there is a chi of Avaynus HaMefat, El Nar Sheish Lam Knas HaBaal HaChostom. The Mishnah only excludes Chaybimisis Bezin because of Kamalei with the Rabbinim. But Chaybikrisis says in the Mishnah that there is Avaynus HaMefat. This braisa is adding on Arayis Ushnias LaArayis Ein Lahem Knas. There's no Avaynus HaMefat. So what is it referring to? So the Gemara has two interpretations, but both interpretations present the braisa that is disagreeing with the Mishnah we had on the first daf. In the Perek, the Gemara quoted there were other Tanoim. One was Reb Shimon ben Menasseh, and one was, who was the other Tanoim? Shimon HaTimani, or Shimon HaTimni. Two Tanoim who disagreed with the Mishnah. One Tana disagreed, he said, whenever it's Enki Dushin Topsin, that's by all Chavikrisis, whenever it's Enki Dushin Topsin, then you can't say Veloy Sihi Elisha, there's no Havaya. So then there's no Knas. That's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Bechai Bekrisis there is Knas. And the other opinion held that even Bechai Belavin, where Kedusha not Topsin, because Veloy Sihi Elisha means it's a mitzvah on the part of the Ma'anes that he should marry the girl. He's Mechuyif to marry the girl if she wants him. She doesn't want him, she doesn't have to suffer. The Gemara says, Yomer Lo Be'inam, Yisa Le'ese Klot. The Gemara says, on Daf Mem Amaral. We saw that Gemara. She says she doesn't want him, then the whole essay doesn't apply. It's an essay ben al machaveru. So therefore it's nitan la mechilav. She doesn't want not mechilav. But if she wants him to marry her, because she feels, how is she going to find the shidduch? So if she insists that he should marry her, then he's mechilav to marry her. So then the other tana is of the opinion, whenever there's no mitzvah to marry her, even by chayv elavim, whenever there's an issa to marry her, so there's no knas at all. Not only is there no essay v'loy si'a li'isha, you don't even pay. You don't even pay the chamishim shekel kesem. So this braisa says arayis and shnias larayis. So the Gemara has two ways to read it. The third possibility was excluded. The poshup shot would have been arayis means chavikrisis. Is arayis? We assume that all chavikrisis there's a din of yehorig val yavar. That's called gili arayis. Bal chavilavin. You don't say yehorig val yavar. That's called yisuri biya. Chavikrisis is considered gili arayis. That's yehorig val yavar. So the simple reading of the braisa would have been arayis means chavikrisis. Ushnias larayis means the yisurim of the rabbana that Shlomo HaMelech introduced. Rashi refers you to the Gemara in the top Rashi. Han Lamed Vav Manal refers you to the Gemara in Yavam Zav Chof Aleph Manal. The Gemara gives you a whole list of relatives that are forbidden by the rabbana because Shlomo HaMelech was gozer on shnias. So that would be the pashup shad in braisa. But the Gemara says that's impossible. That doesn't make any sense. Minatoira dishniyas amutar, the mutter to marry a grandmother. It's only an isim midirabbanon, so because it's an isim midirabbanon, therefore he's pater from paying anisim mefata money. Midirabbanon, they should pater him. Why should they pater him? They made an isa, you're not allowed to marry this woman. If it would have been an isa deraisa, so one tana says, whenever there's no veloisi elisha, so there's no penalty. But you should say anadirabbanon also, because midirabbanon, there's an isa to marry her. Shnias larayis asam rabbanon. So you should go so far to say that there's no essay below say elisha. Therefore, he doesn't pay the knas. The Gemara thought that that's unreasonable. So the Gemara said that can't be pshat in the braisa. Shnias medibre seifrim can't be referring to that. It must mean either arayis means chaybe mises bezn. Shnias means chaybe krisis. Arayis means what we would have said arayis. Arayis means chaybe mises bezn and chaybe krisis. Are all called gilei arayis. And shnias means even chaybe lavin. So either the braisa follows Shimon HaTimani or follows Reb Shimon ben Asya, one or the other, clearly disagreeing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds that even by Chavikrisis there is a Chiv Knas. And the braisa is saying, at least by Chavikrisis there's no Knas, or even by Chavilavin there's no Knas. Okay. So the first line in the braisa, a braisa that disagrees with the Mishnah we had on the first half. The Gemara quoted another braisa, Shimon HaTimani and Reb Shimon ben Manasseh disagree with the Mishnah. Then the braisa continues, and it says, Hama Ma'enes ain't Laknas. What does that mean? So Rashi learned Pshat Machlegs Rashi and Tosis. The Tosis is Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Dimar Mascha Hama Ma'enes. The Rashi says, if the girl had a past history She was married midirabbanon. What do you mean married midirabbanon? Her mother or brothers married her off because the father's not alive. If the father would be alive, he can marry her off minatur. There's no father, she's a yisaimah. And all the other girls in her class are all married. They're only 11 years old, 10, 11 years old. Everybody's married. She's the old maid in the class. So they made a takana midirabbanon. If the mother, if there's no mother, so the older brothers want to marry her off, so midirabbanon, they can marry her off. But if she's not happy, then she can go to Beis Din and just declare miyun. She says, I'm not happily married. I want the Beis Din to annul the marriage. So there's such an institution of miyun. So Rashi says, if the girl had a past history, she was previously married and she was memain. And now today someone is ma'anis and mefat to her. So the din is onis and mefat is only chayv to pay the chamishim shekel kesef if the girl is a besula. So since the girl was once married, she was very young. She was only 10 or 11 or something, 11 and a half. But since she was married and then she was memayin, so she's no longer becheskas psula. Even if it happens that she is a psula, but since she was married, she was possibly living with her husband, no longer becheskas psula, so she loses the oinus and mefatama. Tois is not happy with Rashi's pshat, because the Gemara is medayik, that hamemaenis, and look, now she can only be memayin, there's a machlek zerbiud and rameir. How long can the girl be memayin? There are many cases of kiddushin derabbanan. The only time you can undo a kiddushin derabbanan through a miyun is if it's the lower level, the lowest level of kiddushin derabbanan, namely, the mother or the older brother has married her rof and she's still a ketana. But once she becomes a gedola, even loy bo'aleho, Rashi points out, if bo'aleho, if the husband is bo'aleho after her bas mitzvah party, then we say, Adam Yadeh, everybody knows that Kiddush Ektan is only with the Rabbanim when there's no father. Everybody knows. Everybody knows Chumash. Not everybody knows Chumash. It's Mana Tanoim, they assume. Everybody knows what it says in the Chumash. They pay attention to Kriyas HaTorah. So they know it's Biten Asat Elish HaZeh. The father can marry off the daughter Ktana, but the Ktana on her own cannot get married if there's no father. So everybody knows it's only Kiddush and the Rabbanim. Everybody would prefer to have a Kiddush and the Araisa. So therefore, if it would be bo'aleho after her bas mitzvah, then we would consider it a possibility that it's a kiddushin d'araisa. So there, for sure, there's no miyun. If it's bo'aleho achar shegodlo, for sure there's no miyun, because there may even be kiddushin d'araisa. But the Gemara has a machleg samer abuda, not bo'aleho after godlos. What if she becomes a gedoylo, she becomes a naira, and it's still only kiddushin d'rabbanan? So we paskan lahalocha, like Reb Meir, that it's elevated to the level of a normal kiddushin derabbanan. The ketana shehisiyu ima bi'achaya is a lower level of kiddushin derabbanan. Once she becomes a gdoila, it's a little higher level of kiddushin derabbanan, and that ishus derabbanan doesn't lend itself to be broken up by idei miyum. So that's the way we pass. So the Gemara was medayik on lamed vav and med aleph. It says the mema'enes ein lo knas. But if it would have been a different ketana, the mema'enes obviously is a ketana, because you can't be b'mayin if you're a gdolah. So obviously she's still a ketana, and that's a machlekes hatanaim, whether ketana yesh leknas or not. That was a machlekes amei nechacham, because in the Chumash it only says a naira. A naira has onus and mefata. A ketana is not a naira. A ketana is before bas mitzvah. The naira is the first 6 months after she becomes a gdolah. So that was a machlekes amei nechachamim. We paskin like the chachamim. This will be important soon. We'll discuss it a little more. We pass like a chacham. The Gemara at the end of the parak says, "My time in the chachamim." How does chacham know that ketana yesh leknas? So he said, because the word naira is written very often in Chumash and over here in this parasha chosah nunayin resh. So nunayin resh means chosah means an incomplete naira. Complete naira means that she's 12, between 12 and 12 and a half. And naira chosah means an incomplete naira, that she's a ketana. She's not yet a naira. She's a ketana. So that's the drasha. There are many drashas in the Gemara that are based on Molei and Chaser. And often the Gemara doesn't spell out explicitly that it's based on Molei and Chaser. This one is Beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara says, because the word Naira is written Chaser, that means Naira Chaser, means Lerabis as Haktan. That's how the Chachamim the Rameir hold. And Rameir disagrees. Rameir holds that Ketana ain't lo knas. Only a Naira has knas. So the Gemara said, well, it says in the Braisa, Hamema'enes.
How does Tosfos learn?
I didn't say it yet. So Hamema'enes ain't lo knas. Obviously, if she's Memayin, she's still a Ketana. And only this Ketana does not have Knas because she was Memayin. So Rashi says, She's becheskas beula. She was probably living with her husband. She was in the mine right during the chuppah. She was in mine a couple of months later. So she's becheskas beula. But if it would have been a different ketana, then it would have been yesh l'knas. So the Gemara says, well, the Brisa seems to be following the cheshita of the chachamim, that a ketana yesh l'knas. And then the Gemara says, but there's a stira in the Brisa. The Gemara proceeds to discuss it. So Tosfos says, why is it a kasha? The way Rashi learns, Mamanus means this is her past history. She was, last year, she was married midirabbanan, and the mother married her rav. And then after 3 months, she was mima'enes. And then we assume she's becheskas bula. And now a year goes by. Now she's already between 12 and 12 and a half. Now she's a naira. Who says that she's a mama'enes ein lakanas because she's becheskas bula? But if there would have been another girl who's at the same age as the man, who says it has to be at the same age? We're talking the man is ma'anis and mafat to her a year after she was ma'anis. Because last year she was ma'anis, 3 months after the mother married her off, so we assume that she's becheskas ba'ula. So Tosfos says, according to Rashi, what was the Gemara's diuk? How did the Gemara know on Lamed Vav and Aleph? How did the Gemara know in the first place to make a diuk? Only this ketana ha'ma'anis ain't laknas because she's becheskas ba'ula. But if it would have been a different ketana who wasn't married midirabbanan, then it would have been yesh l'knas. Who says? She was mimanis last year, and this year someone's ma'anis her. So now there's no knas because she's a cheskas b'ula. If it would have been a different girl who would have been a naira, it would have been yesh l'knas. Maybe it goes like Reb Meir. How do you know it goes like the chacham? So Tosfos says, no, that's not the pshat. Not that because of the past history. She was ma'anis, we assume she was b'cheskas b'ula. We're talking a different story. The mother married her off. Kiddushin derabbanan, kiddushin miyun, we call it. And then she was unhappy. So she goes to the bezin, machalag satanayim, how much of a bezin? Bezin of two, bezin of three. She goes to the bezin and she declares she's not happily married. She wants them to annul her marriage, and they annul it. It's very rare that that the bezin has the ability to declare a kiddushin tois. A couple is married for 25 years and they have five children, and after 25 years, the husband loses his job. So you can annul a marriage. And she's going to say, if I would have known that he's going to lose his job after 25, I would never have married him. If I would have known he's going to lose his job. But they were happily married for 25 years. He lost his job, so what can you do? That's not grounds to declare kedusha tois. Tois is if there's a tois in the present or in the past. I don't know the guy's past history. I thought he was Pliny. It turned out that he was Almani. He was somebody else. I was Makadosh Rachel, and it turns out that it was Leah. That's a kedusha tois, mistaken identity. I didn't know the person's past history. He didn't tell me that he was institutionalized five times because he had a nervous breakdown five times. And then I marry him, and then he has another nervous breakdown, number six. So she says, if I would have known the past history, I would never have married him. That's room there. You can say that that's a mum gadol. You can say that that's kiddusha tois, because you're talking a mistake in the past, a mistake in the present. But a mistake in the future, they're married many years. And then later on, he loses his job, or they have a fight about something. They have a sikhsel. So every time you have a fight, so the marriage doesn't need a get. That's ridiculous. You don't say it's a kedusha tois. All of the whole world is like that. You buy real estate, and you thought it's going to go up. You buy a share in a corporation. You buy stocks. You thought it's going to go up. Then it goes down. So you say, if I would have known, it's going to go down. I would have known the real estate is going to go down. Whenever I bought it. So that's not grounds to declare that it's a mekach tois. That's not considered mekach tois. And hatoris nedarim, because it only requires a lower level of das, so that's halacha of Pesach. The person can say, if it's true what he says, I didn't realize what the outcome is going to be. If I would have realized, it took a neder, Shavu is not going to go to his mother-in-law's 100th birthday party. And he says, if he would have realized the mother-in-law is going to flip her lid, she's going to cut him out of her will, and she's not going to talk to him anymore. So he would never have taken such a netis. If it's true, if he tells a lie to the bezin, he says, if they would have brought this to my attention at the time I took the netter, I would have never said the netter. So if it's true, the bezin has a right to be mata netter. Even though in Kol HaTar Kula, this is not called a tois. By HaTaris and Dorm, it is called a tois, because you don't need such a strong das. A weaker das is sufficient. So it's easier to blow over that weaker das. But if what he's saying is not true, let's say they would have told him at the time he took the neder, you're going to be in big trouble. Your mother-in-law is a big kasonis. You're not going to attend her birthday party. She's going to cut you out of the will. So if the truth is that he's so angry at the mother-in-law, he would have taken the neder anyway. and he tells a lie to the Beis Din. So the Gemara says the Ol HaTaras Nedarim is not valid. If he fools the Beis Din by saying a story that's not true, the HaTaras Nedarim is not chal. It's only chal if it's really true. And it's a special din in Nedarim, special Gzeres HaKosav in Nedarim, that you need a weaker level of das, the Mufla Samach Leishi, before Bar Mitzvah. It's not a Bar Das for Mekach HaMemkar, it's not a Bar Das for Kiddushin, for Gittin. He is considered a Bar Das, when he gets Nedarim. Das HaFlo is a lower level of das. So that's why there exists an institution of HaTaras Nedarim. If he says he had Charoted, that he ever took such a Neder. Let's say a guy is a little tipsy, is a little bit drunk, he knows what he's doing. It's not a shikir, shigil, shikus, or shalot. Lot Mamish didn't know what he was doing. So if a person is shikir, shigil, shikus, or shalot, that's in Kol HaTaras Kula, the person is not able to express das. Can't say he's a lot by das, but he's not able to express das at the time, like a person is sleeping. Let's say a person writes a get and he gives a get to the shliach to deliver to his wife. And the shliach delivers the get when the husband is sleeping. They live in different continents. The husband is sleeping when the get is given in California. The husband lives in Yerushalayim. So that's not considered. If the husband gives a get to a shliach and the husband is nishtate, the husband becomes a gavar la bar das, then the shliach can't function on his behalf. So the get is no good. But if the husband is sleeping and the husband is drunk, so that's not considered a la bar das. He's not unable to express das at that time. So that's a special din by Nedarim. If the person took a neder and he wasn't in a state of equilibrium, either he was a little bit tipsy or he was very, very happy or very, very depressed or very angry or something. And then he says later, have charata that I wasn't in a state of equilibrium, have charata that I ever took such a neder. So in Kol HaTaras Kula, that's not valid. The guy has charata that he ever married the girl. What did he do such a silly thing for? You were dating the girl for 5 months. And you fell in love with her. What do you mean you have charata? He has charata to make her that he ever married the girl. It was such a mistake. But you married the girl. You weren't drunk like Lot. You knew what you were doing. So that's, and Kol HaTaras Kula it is das. A special din by Nedarim that's not called das. So let's do again. So what does Tosfos say? Pshat is hamama enes. Pshat is the mother married her rosa. It's only a lower level kiddushin the rabbana. So it lends itself to be broken up. So the girl goes to the Beis Din and they annul her. Special din. They annul that she's allowed to marry her husband's brother. He's allowed to marry her sister. It's not that Nikana Lahabo, there's no marriage. It's Oike the marriage Meikora. She's considered as if she was never married to him. So he's allowed to marry her Kroivim and she's allowed to marry his Kroivim. Special din by Kiddushi Ktana. So the Bryce says the girl was married for a couple of months and she was living with her husband. And let's say the reason why she does miyun is because each time he rapes her, he's married. Each time he's ma'anas her, each time she doesn't want to be with him, and he's mafata her. Mafata is also balkorcha, but not balkorcha, mamish balkorcha. He pressured her, he kept on talking until he talked her into it, but she really didn't want to be with him. So that now, so Tosfos says, now is the shaila. The girl is ma'ayin, she comes to the bench, she doesn't want to be married to this guy, he's always ma'anas and mafata her. She's never happy being with him. So the Beis Din undoes the whole Kiddush and comes out she was never married to him. Comes out she was never married. So now, a minute later, she says, now I want my honest and mafata money. He was ma'anis me. He was mafata me. I want him to pay. So one would have thought that since she was oika the marriage, meikora, she was never married, she was single. So one would have thought that he has to pay honest and mafata money. So that's what the Braisa says. No, since at the time that they were married, a husband is not allowed to be ma'anis and mafata his wife. But there's no penalty if he did it. He deserves to be punished. The Beis Din should punish the husband who is ma'anas and mefata his wife. If she doesn't want to be with him, he's not allowed to force himself on her. But if he was ma'anas and mefata, there's no penalty of ma'anas and mefata. That's only if he's ma'anas and mefata, a single girl. So that's what the Braisa says. Since at the time he was ma'anas and mefata, he thought he was married. So even though that's an avera to be ma'anas and mefata, your own wife. But it's not the same as an avera of being ma'anis and mefata, a single girl. So that's what Tosfos learns, that's the pshat. Now she turns around, she says, now that there's no marriage, I was just doing kala mafreya, the Beis Din was just annulled by marriage, I wanted to pay me ma'anis and mefata money. So the Braisa says that since he did it in the context of a marriage, at the time he was ma'anis and mefata, he thought he was married, how is he supposed to know that later on she's going to be my mind? So that's why there's no chiyuv knas. But if it would have been a different ketana, the mema'enis is a ketana, because we hold like Reb Meir against Reb Yudin. He can't be mema'en after godless. After godless, it becomes kedushin gemurim in the rabban. Not the lower level of kedusha ketana de rabban. It's kedusha gedolah in the rabban. So that's what the diuk of the gemara was. Hamemena saying laknas. But if it would have been a different ketana, and there was no husband who had the mistaken impression that he was married to her, then it would be knas. So you see, the price goes with the shita that a ketana yesh laknas.
How does Tosfos subscribe? Does it work though? I'm saying, what if you have someone who thinks he's married, and his ma'ayas, his wife, and he goes, "No, my Freya, the Edom were brothers, no marriage, no anything." Can she ask for money for her onus? I'm saying it's nice that he thought they were married, because my Freya, they weren't. Okay, maybe it's different over here, maybe because Shas Maisa they were married, just they were like later.
It's a good question. What would the din be? Can you apply it to your case or not?
It's not, the Shas Maisa, they weren't married. He might have thought they were married, but they weren't married. Okay, and he should have known, because usually me, and he should know that it could come out that the Mafreya, they're not married at all. Okay, so it's a question how far do you go with this din. Sometimes Rishonim have, and Achreinim have more, but the Rishonim already have such a lot, and sometimes something is Mikanal Habolim Mafreya, Mikanal Haboy treated as if it was, as if it never was married, but B'Shas Maisa they were married.
A Russian in Durham like that, by Dov Sheshla Matir. So it could be that Nian is only Kanal Hadalam Afreya, not that it's really Oikalam Afreya. I don't know. It's a good Shaila. What would you say in your case? What's the story with an Islandess? Does Islandess get Knas or not? So the Gemara has a contradiction. One Bryce says Islandess does get Knas, one Bryce says Islandess does not get Knas. So the Gemara says it's a simple teretz to the contradiction. There's a machlekes Reb Meir and the Chacham where the Ketana yesh lo knas. An islandess doesn't have three stages in her life. A normal girl, a normal healthy girl, has she's a Ketana until a certain point, then she becomes a Naira, then she becomes a Bogeres. You go in three steps. We said that by a boy also you have the three stages. He's a Ketan, then he's a Gadol, and then after 3 months he's already a bigger Gadol. The Nafka Min is only in the first 3 months after Gadlus, he's eligible to become a Ben Sora Mora. So the Goyim write that it's a parallel to the three stages that the girl has, a Ketana and a Naira, they're both Bishus Aviyah, and the Bogeris is not Bishus Aviyah. So that by the boy is also like that. The Ketan is Bishus Aviyah, but the Ketan we never punish him for any Aver that he does, a la Baronshin. So we don't give him the punishment of Ben Sora Mora. So you only give the punishment to the Godel after Bar Mitzvah, but only the first 3 months. After the first 3 months, Nairus is 6 months. Eima Nairus Lubargos of the Shisha Radosh Mulvat, maximum 6 months. And by the boy, it's only 3 months. The Gemara learns that from Psukim, it's only 3 months. It is a parallel. So by an islandess, you don't have the three stages. The Gemara says here, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the beginning of Kiddushin, Mekatnusa Yotza Sola Beger. She doesn't have the state of Nairus. First, she's a Ketana for many years till the age of 20. And then, if at the age of 20, if she brings Shtei Saris at the age of 10, she becomes a Gdaila based on the Shtei Saris. We're talking, she doesn't have Shtei Saris. So if a girl doesn't bring Shtei Saris and she doesn't have Simani Islandess, so then she becomes a Gdaila at the age of 35. That's called Higia L'Roib Shnoisov. The Gemara says it based on the Pasuk in Tilim. Yimeshen Haseinu Bohem Shivim Shana. So that's normal is 70 years. That's Alpidin. So when a person reaches the age of 35, the Rama talks 35 in a month, okay, approximately 35. Then the boy and the girl become honorary gedolim, even though they don't have Shtei Saris, they become gedolim because he gila Rav Shnoisov. So when is there a din of islandess? If the girl reaches the age of 20 and no Shtei Saris, and she has simani islandess, so then we declare the girl is an islandess and she becomes right away a bogeris. Up until 20 she was a ketana, mikatnusa yotza sola beger. She becomes a bogeris right away. So by the islandess, there is no in between stage. There is no intermediate stage that she's a gedola who's still bishus aviyah. Kol zman she's a ketana up until the Maran Yevamos Daf Pei has machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. When it turns out the girl is an islandess at the age of 20, she has simani islandess. The body, the girl's body is not developing like a normal body. Islandess not stam in akora. As we know, akav akora have some kind of hormone imbalance. He looks like a regular Zohar, she looks like a regular Nekeva, but there's some kind of hormone problem, which can often today, which can be treated with hormones, whatever, with diet, whatever. But Akavakari, he can't change that. That's the whole body is a totally different. Akavakari is a hormone problem, and Saras and Island is a major difference. It's a different person. So the Gemara has a machlek is when the girl reaches the or the boy the girl when they reach the age of 20, they have simoni Saras or simoni Island is. Do you say they become bar mitzvah mila mafreya from the age of 12 or 13? Now that I see he's in Saras and an Island, this is not going to have shtei Saras. So nasa gadla mafreya. Or do you say no nasa gadla mekana lahabum? That's a machlek is Rav Shmuel and Yavam is on daf pei. The Raman Paskins mikana lahabum. So the girl is a ketana till the girl or the boy katan ketana till the age of 20, and then they become a bogeris. The girl becomes a bogeris. There is no intermediate stage. So the Gemara says Island is the same as any other girl. There's no halacha that Islandess doesn't have knas. Islandess same as any other girl. The only thing is, she's never a naira. She's either a ketana or a bogeris. So if you hold like Reb, if you hold like Reb Meir that a ketana ain't lo knas, only a naira. So the Islandess is mikatnusa yatsa salad beggar. So she doesn't get any knas. If you hold like the chachamim that a ketana yesh lo knas, so the Islandess has for 20 years. She's a ketana.
When did Rebbe say again? Is the case that
let's say she reaches the age of 20, but she does is not looking like an islandess. Her body looks like a regular girl. Her body is normal. She does not have simani islandess. A boy or a girl reach the age of 20, they don't have shtei saris, but they don't have simani saris and simani islandess. So they don't become bar mitzvah till they have shtei saris. At the age of 30, if they'll have the age of 34. If they live till 35, they still don't have simani islandess and they don't have shtei Cyrus, then they become bar mitzvah based, they become gedolim based on higiel l'rosh naisav.
Is that for everything? I mean, you can have 34-year-olds walking around who you can't try and court for anything?
That you can't do what?
They can't be taken to the basement for anything?
Right. They're not mechuyev in mitzvahs menatera. They're ketanim, not mechuyev in mitzvahs. They can't do chalitza, let's say. The Gemara says, let's say a girl is married and her husband dies, killed in a war in Israel, let's say, and they didn't have a chance to have any children yet. So you have to do chalitza. So the Gemara says to be allowed to do chalitza, you have to know for sure that the girl is a gedola. Maybe the father married her off, so it's kiddush ektana. But if Kozman, she's a ktana, so she can't do chalitza. She has to be a gedola. So you have to know for sure that she's a gedola.
We assume he's chayav misa, we give him a straw, you can give him misa because we assume what he's 13, it goes cold, they know what they're doing. You know, they know what they're doing, but we're not going to give the misa till we check to see if he has shtei saris, and if he doesn't have shtei saris, we're not going to assume shem anoflo, we're not going to assume maybe he has shtei saris and they fell off, we don't know, so you can't give an einish misa if you don't know for sure that the person is a god.
So sometimes the girl does chalitza. She's 70 years old. She was married for 45 years. And they never had any children. So we know she's a gedola. She's past the age of 35. So we know she, for sure she's a gedola. She can do the chalitza.
What's the reason why we assume a 34-year-old doesn't have the dati and gedola? I'm saying, well, why not? Why isn't he? Why can't he be chayav for being lechal Shabbos for doing anything?
That's al pi din. A katan is considered a labradas, even though the person is a katan till the age of 34 and a half. He's more intelligent than most 70-year-old people. But still, the halacha said that a katan is a labradas. Yeah. So if the girl is a young girl, we don't know for sure the girl is after 35. And there's a possibility that there was a kiddush in deraisa. Because the father marched her down the aisle and he said she should be mekabel kedushin. That's like a father can tell his daughter ketana tzim. How does it Gemara say? Tzim v'katshei satzmek lemarhas. Tzim v'kabel kedushayach. So if the father was present, normally the father is present when his daughter gets married. So even if the daughter didn't have shtei saris, we didn't check at the chasana what's enough kamina. We didn't check. So it could be that the one who shtei saris, but the father was maskim to the shidduch. He marched down the aisle, and he's telling her, "Be mekabel kedushin from the guy." He's maskim to it. It's even kabel kedushayach. So she's married min haTorah, and then. But if she's only a ktana, then she can't have chalitza. She has to wait till she becomes a gedola. So then the Gemara says, "Anida, you have to check to make sure that the girl has shtei saris to permit her to perform chalitza." If the woman is clearly over 35, sometimes he can tell you, look at her. She has white hair and she's walking around like an old lady. So then you know she's over 35. Then you don't have to be bedik for Simon once she's 35. But if you're not so convinced that she's over 35, if she doesn't show you her birth certificate, then you're supposed to check to make sure that she has shtei sires. Yeah. Nachmal. So that's what it says in the Gemara, that an islandist, the machlekes satanim, whether islandist yesh leknas, is the same old machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim, whether ketana yesh leknas, because an islandist is never a naira. Mikatnusa yotzo lebeger, so the islandist is never a naira. So according to Reb Meir, the ketana ain't leknas, so the islandist is either a ketana or a bageris, so there's no room for any knas. And if you hold like the Chachamim, whom we paskin like a ketana yesh leknas, then island is yesh laknas dikatnus. So the pele is the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph and Hilchas Naira Besula, he quotes all the dinim from Avinus and Mafata, writes that island is ein laknas. So the Ravid says he made a mistake here too. There was a Hasagas Ravid on the previous line in the Rambam. He says the Rambam made a mistake. We'll have to talk about that too. So the Ravid says that the Rambam gam bezet toh. Here he made a mistake also. It's beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara says islandess is insane. No special dinam of an islandess, not different from anybody else. Islandess just is never a naira. She's always a ketana. So since we pasken like the Chachamim, the Reb Meir, the ketana yesh l'knas, the islandess should have knas. So that's the Shverer Rambam. So the Kesa Mishnah has a suggestion on the Rambam. It's against the Gemara. Kesa Mishnah has a nice idea. If there wouldn't be any Talmud Bavli, so he can say whatever he wants. He says, the whole mocker that a ketana yesh laknas is because the word naira appears in Chumash Chosehei. So a ketana is an incomplete naira. Bameh dvar ma'amurim, if she's a healthy girl, who we can predict in the future, when she'll reach the age of 12, she'll become a naira. So a ketana up until the age of 12 was an incomplete naira. Now she becomes a naira. But if it turns out this girl is an islandess, and mikatnusa yotza lebeger, she's never going to have any stage of naira. So how can you say that the islandess bekatnusa is a miktsas, is an incomplete naira? She's never going to be a complete naira. An islandess never has a stage of naira. Bekatnusa yotza lebeger. That's what the Kesa Mishnah says. That's a nice idea, but it's against the Gemara. Our Gemara is against.
What exactly is the problem with the Rambam?
The Rambam paskins in the machlekes Reb Meir and the Chacham with the ketana yesh laknas. The Rambam paskins yochad v'ram alocha kiram. We should have paskin the same. The ketana yesh laknas against Reb Meir. Why should he pass like Reb Meir? And our Gemara says lamed vav and aleph that there's a machlekes satanim where the island is yesh laknas. What does it depend on? It's identical with the machlekes Reb Meir and the Chachamim that an islandess is never a naira. Mikatnusi yotza lebega. So our Gemara says black and white that if you hold like the Chachamim, the ketana yesh laknas, the islandess yesh laknas. So how can the Rambam paskin that islandess ain't laknas against our Gemara? So the Kesa Mishnah gave a fantastic suggestion. It's very nice, but it's still against the Gemara. He said that the whole reason why ketana yesh laknas, why do the Chachamim disagree with Reb Meir? It says nechumish naira, naira psula shelo ayrasa. So the Gemara said because the word naira is chasehe. So yidarshin mali and chasa. So yidarshin an incomplete naira also gets knas. Who's an incomplete naira? Ketana. But medvar mamurim, when do you say that a ketana is an incomplete naira? If it's a normal girl who's going to go through all three stages, if she lives so long, she'll be a ketana, then a naira, then a bogeris. But if the girl is an island, she's never going to have a stage of naira. So you can't say that the islandess, when she's a ketana, is an incomplete naira. She's never going to become a naira. So how can you say the ketana is incomplete? So that's a beautiful idea, but it's against the Gemara. That's the problem. So some achrenim give all fantastic suggestions. Yesterday, when I was looking in the Sefer Marcheshes by the Dayan in Vilna, I looked at what he wrote about that he was sick once on Tisha B'Av and how to eat Pachas Pachas B'Kashir, in order that he should still have the Kiyum Atonis. So B'mikre, I happen to notice that he has a piece on this Rambam. He has a fantastic Mahalach, Tefarem for the Rambam. Rav Rachmanim also fantastic. You look at the Mekeves HaMishnah, I mentioned, Mekeves HaMishnah always, he quotes all the Razzle Dazzle Pshatim, and then he says, the most bland Pshat, and sometimes the most bland Pshat is the Pashim Pshat. So he says, the Markevus HaMishnah writes on this Rambam, after he quotes all other Svarim out of this world, you know, fantastic suggestions. So he says, you look in the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, where the Rambam says, what's the definition of a Ketana? What's the definition of a Naira? What's the definition of a Bogeris? Then he says, what's the definition of an Islandess? What does the word Islandess mean? And the Rambam says, get it straight. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas, I'm going to give you what the terminology is, the definitions, and whenever I use this word, look over here and you know what the definition is. So he says, what is an islandess? A girl who's over 20, who has simani islandess. The girl is over 20, so she's a bulgaris. That's what the Rambam meant to say. He says, when the Rambam wrote that islandess ain't laknas, it does mean a ketana turns out to be an igmara. The Gemara is using the word islandess. The man was Boal Aktana, and then it turns out later, a couple of years later, it turns out that she's an islandess. The Rambam tells you what his usage of the term is. He says, when I use the word islandess, I mean a girl's over 20. So she's already a Bogeris. I've had a Bogeris. Ain't look nuts. So there's no. The Ravid was Masig on the Rambam. The Ravid thought that the Rambam is using Goshen islandess in the same meaning as the Gemara. But the Rambam is not. That's what the Makkevus HaMishnah says. The Rambam was using the term islandess the way he defined it. Okay. Possibility. No kasha on the Rambam. Then the Braisa continues on Lamed Hema Beis. After it says islandess ein laknas. And the Gemara says later, islandess yesh laknas. The Gemara says machlekes amen the Rabban. Fine. Then the Braisa continues, Hayotzes Mishum Shemra ein laknas. What does it mean, Hayotzes Mishum Shemra? So Pashup Shat, Igmar has an Amid base, on Lamed Vav Amid base, about 8 lines from the top. What does it mean, Hayotzes Mishum Shemra? A couple had to get divorced. She was Yotzah Mibailah, Yotzah Holchah Hoysel Yishacher. She got divorced from her husband because witnesses came and testified that she was Mizana Tachas Baila. That's a literal translation. Ayotzeis Mishum Shemra. She had to get divorced because the witnesses testified. The Gemara said, what do you mean? Ayotzeis Mishum Shemra has to get divorced? What the Oynes HaMefata? Where's going to be Oynes HaMefata? Somebody was Mizana with an Ishes Ish. So the girl is Chayv Skila. The boy is also Chayv Skila if he has an affair with the Ishes Ish. So, what do you mean? A girl was a Naira Hamurasa and some was Ma'anis or Mefata her? So why is she getting divorced? Yetzimishim Shemra, I mean she was maskim to be Mizana with him. The whole Braisa doesn't read straight. The Gemara asks, Yetzimishim Shemra Baskila, she gets Skila, he gets Skila. What does the Braisa mean? So the Gemara says, no, Hachikam, it means like this. Mishiotzaleh Shemra Bialdusa. Somebody was Ma'anis or Mefata the girl. She's a Naira now. She was just 12 years old last month. She's a Naira now, Naira Besula. And 2 years ago, there was a whole scandal, and the rumor had it that she had an affair. This 10-year-old girl had an affair with one of her teachers. In the news, they have it all the time. The little girl was Mizana. So if the rumor has it that the girl was Mizana, so there's no din. If somebody was Ma'anis and Mefata her now, so there's no din of Ma'anis and Mefata because she's not a Besula. And that means something because the rumor has it that the girl had an affair. So the Gemara says there is a din of kolo. It says, where does this come from? It says it's in Gittin Daf Peites on the base. What's a din of kolo? Kolo means rumor has it that the woman is an Eishes Ish. A girl comes to the community and she wants to get married. A girl, 25 years old, she wants to get married. So rumor has it that the woman is an Eishes Ish. What do you mean rumor has it? Eidim come and they say that we were Eidim under the chuppah. So that's Eidim Kiddushin. So that's Mamish, you have Dovish, but that's not Kola. Kola is a Chumra mid Rabban. What's Kola? Kola is Eid mi Pi Eid. Menatara Eid mi Pi Eid is no good by Dovish Abiyarva. Menatara, you have to have Eidim Mamish, they say we saw the Kiddushin. But let's say, they say, we were babysitting for families in the community. Everybody went to the wedding. And then they came home at 1 o'clock at night and they told us what a lovely wedding it was. And Reuven married Leah, Shain, and everybody says he got married. So the babysitters come to a different city and they say, we heard Eid mi Pi Eid. We weren't there at the wedding, but we heard from other people who were there at the wedding that there was a Kiddush and the girl got married. So Menatara Eid mi Pi Eid is no good. Not by Misa, not by Malkus, Not by Dovah should be Erev, whenever, not by Mammon either. You have to have Eidus Mamash. If it's Eid, whenever you need to aid him. Eid Echonem in Bisurim is always Eid Mipi'ei. My wife tells me that it's kosher food. How does she know? Because she bought it in the kosher shop. How does he know? Because the truck driver delivered it. How does the truck driver know? Because the person in the slaughterhouse told him. How does he know? Because the sheikh told him. So it's Eid Mipi'ei, Eid Mipi'ei, Eid Mipi'ei. It's many Eid Mipi'ei. So the Gemara says Eid Mipi'ei is good. Whenever Eid Echonem in Bisurim, whenever Eid Echon is good, Eid Mipi'ei is also good. But if whenever the halacha requires two kosher Eidim, like Mominus and the Fashas, Adovah should be Yerva, Kiddushin, so then Eid Mipi'ei is no good ben Atar. Mid the Rabbanu Dewa Machmed, that's called Kola. Mid the Rabbanu Dewa Machmed, that Eid Mipi'ei is good.
The original
Eidim Mitzvah is
put around the ring.
The Hasam Sofer has a tshuva that's quoted by the Pesach Tshuva on the bottom of the page in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, where he discusses the following case. By mistake, they picked the Eidim to watch the Mesiras HaTabas under the Chuppah. They didn't realize that the Eidim were possible. So, but there were other people in the hall who were kosher leaders, but they were sitting all the way in the back. All the relatives were in the front. All the women are postulators, all the relatives are postulators, and the kosher Eidim was sitting all the way in the back of the hall. They didn't see anything. But the rabbi was a prominent rabbi who was a Rav Muvuk. So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, even the Eidei Yediya below Eidei Riyah, they know that the ring was given because this prominent rabbi was Mesadik Kiddushin. How prominent could he be that he should have checked to see if the Eidim are kosher Eidim? Okay. He made a little mistake over there. Rabbi Movik means the exclusion of a reform rabbi. That's probably what he means. Some say if he lived at the beginning of the reform movement. The problem means if he's an honest, orthodox rabbi, in his Masada Kedushin, even the Eidim in the back of the hall who didn't see a thing, but they saw the Chasen Kala march down the aisle, they saw the march back to the Yichudim, they saw that the rabbi was Masada Kedushin. So even though they didn't see the Mesiras HaTabas, that's called Eidus Yediya below Eidus Riya. That's based on a pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Was a din of Shvos Eidus, if a person refuses to testify, I have a din Torah with you, and I need the witnesses to say that you owe me the money, and they refuse to testify. So because of their refusal to testify, I lose the whole din Torah, I lose all the money. So then the Torah says, if they ever decide to do tshuva, so they have to bring a korban chatas olav yerim for Shvos Eidus. So the pasuk says, v'hu eid, these people eid them, ora or yoda, either they know, or they saw. What they, how do they know? Baruch HaKadosh. Or raw, either they saw it, or yoda, or they know. So Gemara says, no, sometimes you have Eidus Yediyah below Eidus Riyah. They saw a lot. They saw Arum and Arum. They saw everything around. They didn't see the actual giving over of the ring. They saw the Chasen march down there. They saw the Kala march down there. They saw the rabbi walk up. They heard over the loudspeaker, Harayat. They heard the rabbi say the Broche. Then they saw them walk back. They saw everything but the actual Mesiras HaTabas. So that's called Eidus Yediyah below Eidus Riyah. They didn't actually see the Maaseh Kiddushin. So the Gemara says that that's good for Mamanus. So it's good for Adovah Shebi Yerva also. Mamanus needs to aid him. Adovah Shebi Yerva needs to aid him because he's learned that Xerushova from Mamanus. It's Kimotzeba Erva's Dover. If the husband ascertains that his wife was Mizanus, he has to divorce her. How do you know Kimotzeba Erva's Dover? How did he ascertain? They learn Xerushava, Dova Dova Mimamin. It says, Al Pishne Eidim Yokum Dovor. And by Nefashis it says, Al Pishnei Eidim Al Pishlosh Eidim Yumas Ames. Then nearby is another Pasuk, Al Pishnei Eidim Al Pishlosh Eidim Yokum Dovor. So Yokum Dovor goes on Mominus, and Yumas Ames goes on Nefashis. Dova Shavir was learned that, Dova Dova Mimamin, Kimotzeba Erva's Dover. So if by Mominus, Eidis Hidia below Eidis Ri is good, that's the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. Or Yoda. Beidus ha-miskayem is b'yidiyah b'loi riyah kos medaber, so what denami by Dovah Shebi Yerva, by Kiddushin. So if the Eidim would come and testify in presence of the girl, you are an Eishin Sish because we were present at the wedding, that's mamish shnei Eidim. If the Eidim come and they testify in presence of the girl, you are an Eishin Sish, we know because Eid Mipi'ei, because we were the babysitters, two different families, and the parents of the babies went to the wedding, then they come back and they said that there was a wedding. They said that they attended your wedding. So now, that, so Minat Torah, that's not valid because it's Eid Miyed. But Mid Rabbanan, that's Kola, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kola doesn't stam mean there's a rumor. Rumor has it that the girl's an Eish Yisish. No. It means, Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the Eidim have to give the Haggadah Seder Bifnei Baldin. that din always requires who had bivolo. The Edom have to testify in the presence of the Baal Din. The Gemara knows that a din deraisef in the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim who had bivolo. So by Edi Kiddushin also, the Edom have to testify in the presence of the woman. We know that you are an Eishes Ish. Let's say sometimes the Edom say, we know she's an Eishes Ish, but we don't want to testify in her presence. So that's nothing. That's nothing. That's not Kola. Kola doesn't mean a Ruma. Kola means the only Chisaron is that it's Eid Mipi Eid. So the Rabbana, they were Machmed, that Eid Mipi Eid is good. So the same thing, let's say, a Grusha. Let's say Ruma has it that the girl is a Grusha, now she wants to marry a Kohen. So just because Ruma has it, that doesn't mean anything. If you have two Eidim who are prepared to testify, we heard from people who were present at the get. We weren't there at the get, but we heard from relatives and we heard from the rabbi. It's Eid Mipi Eid. So in Atar it's not good, but there's a Chumer with the Rabbanan, the Eid Mipi Eid, we're Machmer by Dov Shebiyara, provided that the Eid Mipi Eid, the Kola, he's prepared to testify in the presence of the Baal Din. So the Gemara says that the din of, let's say Chalutza, let's say, the minig used to be that it's in Shulchan Aruch like that, that you do the Chalitza right after Shachris on a weekday, and Shul right after Dan. So everybody says, Al-Sivim Tashar Le'en Eskim, everybody should see that they had a Chalitza. So let's say, I wasn't there in Shul, but other people told me. Two people come, the single girl, she wants to get married, she wants to marry a Kohen. So two people come and say, you can't marry the Kohen, you're a Chalutza. She denies it. So if we're prepared to testify in front of Bez, and we weren't there, we didn't daven shachris that day in Shul. But we heard from other people who were there, we heard from two Eidim, it's Eid Mipi'e, that she is a Chalutza. So that's two girsis in the Gemara. Chalutza, the Kohen is only awesome in the Rabbanon. Did they make the Chumra of Kola only on their ices, like Grusha Lekoyen or an Eishes Ish? But on Chalutza, it's only the Rabbanon, maybe they never made the Chumra. Or maybe the Chumra of Kola, the Chumra of Eid Mipi Eid, even applies to the Chalutza as well. So what about a Zayna Lekoyen? What if two Eidim say, we weren't there, but we heard from other people who were there that this girl was Mazana with a Goy. She was living with a Goy for 5 years. So she's Nivala Lepasala. That's a definition of a Zayna. Who is a Zayna? Asura Lekoyen. If a woman is Nivala Lepasala, Nivala to a Goy, Nivala to an Abed Knaini, or a Mamzer, or a Cholol, is a Zayna. So the Gemara says, Yotala Shem Mazana Ba'ir, if the Kola has it, the rumor has it, that everybody's saying that the girl was Mazana with a Goy, so then the Gemara says, Enchoy Shishimlo. There is no din, even with the Rabbanon over there, of Kola. Why? Because people like to say negative things about others. That's to say that a woman is Niskatsha, the same woman was Nizgarsha, say that she had Chalitza, that they would only say if it really happened. So then it's called Eid Mipi Eid. But to say that the girl is a Prutza, that she was Mazana, so unfortunately people will say that even if it's not Eid Mipi Eid, even if it's, they don't know what they're talking about. So that's what Rava said, there's no chumer mid the Rabbanon of Kola. You don't answer over there. Even the Rabbanon, you don't answer. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean? A yotzes mishum shem ra is not a title to Inus and Mefata money. What does it mean? Witnesses testify that she was Mezana during Erisin, she was Mezana during marriage. So she's Chayv Misa. Well, the boil is Chayv Misa. She's Chayv Skila. The boil is Chayv Skila. So what kind of Inus and Mefata? We're not talking about Inus and Mefata then. Mar says, no, it means the rumor has it that she was Mezana. No, rumor has she's Mezana. That's what Rava says. That Yotzal Hashem means Kola, the Chumra of Kola, Midirabonon, was never instituted by Yotzal Hashem Mezana B'ir. It's only by Kiddushin, by Gerishin, and possibly by Chalitza. Two Gersas in the Gemara, the Raman, the Raivin. What about by Chalitza? So Gemara says, so what does the Brisa mean? Yotzal Hashem. Witnesses came and they testified that they think the girl was Mezana. I mean, they think the girl was Mezana. She dresses like a Prutza. It doesn't necessarily mean that she was she's a Ba'ula, just because she dresses like a Prutza. Mar says, no, Hachma Askinan, two witnesses come and say she's half undressed when she walks around, and she was Tavea us. She wanted to have an affair. Each one says separately, she came to me, she wanted to be Mezana with me. The other guy said, she came to me, she wanted to be Mezana with me. So if two people say that, it doesn't mean that she was Mezana. It's not about those. But that's enough of a Kola to assume that she was a Nivala. He wouldn't ask the Kohen if all the people she was mezana with are Jewish, then it's nivul l'kashala. She's only a mezana l'kohen if nivul l'pasala. She was mezana with the Kohen. So let's say two Jewish people come and say she was tavei me. She wanted to be mezana with me. She does become asur l'kohen, but that's enough to pasal her that she doesn't. She's not entitled to get einis and mefata money. Why is that? So the Gemara says because there are a lot of prutzim around. If the girl's walking around half undressed and she's being tavei boys to be. To be mezana with them, so mezana shall find the customer. There are a lot of prutzim around. So the Gemara says that based on this Mishnah, Omer Apapa Shma Mino, based on this, not a Mishnah, this Brisa, based on this Brisa, that if two witnesses come and they say that the girl was tovea them to be mezana, so we assume the girl probably was mezana with someone because a lot of prutzim around. And she's not entitled to any sum of fata money. If an issue comes up later, the Papa says, based on this, the same thing would be high shtar areya, loy makvinon bay. If a person has a shtar, I have a shtar that says you owe me $100,000. You say that it's mezuyev. So I have to make a kiyum ashtar. Minatora, I don't have to make a kiyum ashtar. Minatora, I assume, ere maksim al ashtar, nasa kemishin nech grey dusim abez. We assume that the shtar is not mezuyev. But as the generations went on, so more and more people, learned to be mezayif. More and more people became criminals. So they made a takana de rabbanon that I cannot collect with the shtar until I make a kiyum ashtar. But even after you make the kiyum ashtar, maybe I did such a good job at forging it. Maybe I forged their signatures, and they think they don't. They say we don't remember the halvoa, but that looks like our signature. Or let's say we compared the signature to canceled checks that they signed or that they endorsed. We check the signature with the regular signature. Even if you make a kiyum ashtar, there is a possibility that it's still mezuyev, but the chachamim weren't choshes so far. They said you have to make a kiyum ashtar and shayt. So what happens? I have a shtar that says you owe me $100,000, and you say it's mezuyev, so I made a kiyum ashtar. And you scream, and rumor has it, that the girl had an affair with someone, she was mezana with someone, so rumor has it that the shtar is mezuyev, so that even though the shtar is mekuyam, it's not going to help. I won't be able to collect $100,000 with the shtar. So the Gemara says, what's the parallel case here? Yotza l'shem mezana ba'ir, what's the case over here? Two people come and say, two Jewish people say, she was tevea us, she wanted to be mezana with us, and we were not mezana with her. If they say they were mezana, so she's a Bula. So of course the Dalina Vainus and Mefata later on. They say they were not Mizana with her. We assume that there are other Prutzim Ashkichi. There are other Prutzim around. They were not Prutzim. They didn't accept her offer. They didn't want to be Mizana with her. But there are other Prutzim around. So the fact that she was Taver, two different people, shows what she's interested in. And we assume the girl is probably a Bula and therefore she's not entitled to Inus and Mefata money. So Gemara says, so what would the parallel case be by a shtar? I have a shtar against you, it says you owe me $100,000. You said it's mezuyev. So I was mekayim the shtar. Even though I was mekayim the shtar, I still can't collect. Why? Because two witnesses testify that what? What would be the parallel case? Two witnesses testify that I approached them in the past, and I once asked them, could you forge a shtar about against someone else that he owes me $100,000? Not this shtar. He once spoke to me in the past. I'm the one who has the shtar against you. The two witnesses tell the Bezdin, even though Shechta made a kiyum ashtar, you have to be choshesh, because Shechta once approached us that we should forge a false shtar against someone. We didn't do it, but that shows what kind of a person he is. So even if I'll produce a shtar mekuyim, it's also no good. I still can't collect. So the Gemara says, Bishla, how can Rapapa derive from the case of Yotzel Hashem Mezana Buyer. How can he derive from that to the case of Shtar? The girl is probably going to find, the girl was Taver, two boys, she wanted to be Mezana with them, so they both turned it down. But there are other Prutzim available, so she probably did succeed in having an affair with someone. These two guys were nice, they didn't want to. She probably found a different customer. But over here, just because he's a gangster, just because Shechter is a Ganef, I tried to convince these two Adam they should sign a false Shtar, that someone owes me money, so what right do you have? What right does Bezna have to assume? So I'm Huchsuk Shakra, but I have a shtar over here. The shtar was signed by two witnesses. We made a kiyum ashtar. So why should you assume that the two witnesses who signed B'sheker? We made a kiyum ashtar. And for the Gemara, we're afraid, maybe I forged it. We're afraid, originally, I went to two Edom and I asked them, would you be nice enough to write a shtar that Pliny owes me $100,000? And they said, but he doesn't owe you the money. Does he owe you the money? I say, no. I'll be willing to give you each $1,000. You should write a shtar b'sheker. Then he owes me $100,000. I'll give you each $20,000. Each of the Edom, I'll give $20,000. They should write a shtar shel sheker that Pliny owes me $100,000. So they turned it down. So the Gemara says, just because Shechter is trying to pull a fast one, Shechter is a ganef, but why should you assume that the Shtar Mekuyim is no good? Why can't he collect? He has a Shtar Mekuyim. What if I would have Edim who would walk into Bezin? Just because I'm a criminal, I'm a gangster, so I never win a dinter. Sometimes people do owe me money. Gemara says, no, we're afraid, since we know that he once wanted to commission these two Edim to sign a Shtar B'Sheker, maybe he himself forged it. Maybe he did such a good job at forging it that the witnesses couldn't even detect that it's not their handwriting. Sometimes you can do a very good job at forging someone else's handwriting. If you're going to have a kiyamash that the Edom remembers signing the shtar, So that's not shaykh to say the guy is a huchsak ganef. So what? But the Edom say we remember the way he lent them the money. So that's mamash like two Edom coming to Bez and saying we know that he owes him the money. But over here, the Edom don't come to Bez and say, we remember signing the shtar. They say, that looks like our handwriting. Or we made the Kiyama shtar by comparing the signatures to cancel checks or endorse checks, whatever. So in such a case, the Gemara says, even to make a Kiyama shtar, he won't be able to collect. Okay, that's what Papa said. Just like over there. If two witnesses testified that she was taveh them, she wanted to be mezana with them, we assume that she probably found other people there, prutzim hu ashchiach. So we're afraid, since he was interested in getting two Edom to write a false shtar, we have to be choish at him, then maybe he was mezayif to shtar himself, and he did such a good job, he couldn't even detect.
No, it's not the same shtar we're talking about.
Different shtar, yeah. Yeah.
He wants one to do that.
Right.
So in this case,
So because we see that this guy is prepared to pay Edom money to sign a false shtar, so even if he'll bring a different shtar that has a kiyum on it, we can't trust anything. Unless you have mamish people come in person and say, we remember the halvoa. Or the Edom come to say, we remember the halvoa, we remember signing the shtar. Okay, that's better than a kiyum.
So here, though, they declared it their bottom, but they were willing to say that here, based on that fear.
What's the rabbanon?
The call that she shouldn't get the bonus
certificate. Right. Because we think that maybe she's a bula. A normal girl, maybe she's also a bula. Ishtal of cheska is besula. How can you be moitzi moment based on a chazoket? If you're not moitzi moment based on a roi, machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, but the holchem moment achar harov, or ain't holchem moment achar harov, perak ha-moicha is a peris. So we paskin that, like Shmuel, you're not moitzi moment based on a roi. Ruba v'chazoka, ruba odif. So roi is better than chazoket. So the Ramban makes a kalvachayma. If Rov is no good to be moitzi mamon, so Chazok is certainly no good to be moitzi mamon. So how does any girl ever collect a naira, collects einus mefata money, who says that she's a psula? So the answer is when she was born, 12 years ago, she was a psula. Yeah, but things could have changed. So that's a chazoka where there's no latest hasafing, there's no reisa. So even though a Rov alone is not good to be moitzi mamon, and a chazaka alone is not good. That's a chazaka where there is a reisa. Here there's a chazaka where there's no reisa. The girl was born 12 years ago, so we assume that she's still a psula. But if there was a reisa, a latest asafik against her cheskas besula, because rumor had it that they had two witnesses say that she was taveh them, she wanted to be mezana. So then you can't be moitzi mamon based on a chazaka. It's still a good chazaka, it's still becheskas psula. But a chazaka with a reis against it, a leidus asafik against it, is not as strong as a chazaka without a leidus asafik. Chazaka without a leidus asafik is even good to be moitzi mamon. But a chazaka which does have a leidus asafik against it, so just like rov is no good to be moitzi mamon, so chazaka is certainly no good. That's the Ramban Mechamas on Ksubis, has that kal v'chayma. The Shev Shmaitzer quotes it. From the Pnei Yeshua, because he didn't have a Mechamas. So he could add a Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua makes a Kal V'Chomer. But the Mechamas makes that Kal V'Chomer in the second parak in Ksubas. If Roiv is no good to be Moitzimam, so Chazak is certainly no good to be Moitzimam. We'll have to get back to that soon, whether Chazak is good to be Moitzimam.
Don't you have a better problem from where if you can give someone Mrs. Bezdin based on if Chazak works in a special situation from Al-Pi, I don't know?
You give people Mrs. Bezdin, which Chazak?
A man and woman living together, husband and wife, and she's in Zana. So we don't track down the
Edith Kedushin group. Yeah, that's a different chazaka. See, the word chazaka, the Prima Gadim writes in his Hakdama, his Psicha Kalelas Torah Chaim, his introduction, general introduction to the whole Torah Shabbat, says the word chazaka is used with six different meanings, totally different things. He would talk about chazaka status quo. When the girl was born, she was a psula, and now she's 12 and a half years old. She's a naira, so we assume nothing changed. We assume status quo, she's still a psul. So that's a chazaka without a reisa. You're talking a different chazaka, aruba d'loisa kamon. A couple is living together, k'derech ish v'yishtoi, so it looks like they're married. So we assume that people act out like a mother and a son. They're living together like a mother and a son. And then the son is mezana with the mother. So we'll give him an oinish misa. We assume that it is a mother and a son.
You can't say that, but we can assume that he didn't give her a get.
If one a murderer doesn't get the death penalty if he kills a treifa, because some treifa is considered a gabrik tila. So the Gemara says from the fact that the Torah says that you give the death penalty to a murderer, is a ray, you go basarayv. That's not chazak. We call a chazake, the word chazak over there, in that context means a rayv. Ruba de leisa kamon, the rove people are not treifas. A couple was married many years ago, we assume he didn't give a get. That's taka chazake. Chazake is status quo, chazake de meikora, chazake kamaisa. But that's a chazake without a latest lasofing, mehechatesa. Why should I assume that he did give her a get? Were they fighting with each other? Was there a discussion about giving a get? If there was a discussion and you're not sure, then you shtel of chazaka, that's a chazaka with a reisa. But if they were married for years, and mehechatesa, why should anybody assume that he ever gave his wife a get? So such a chazaka is good to be moitzi moment. Chazaka without a reisa, without a latest asafeg, is good to be moitzi moment.
If an eid echad would come and say that someone was mezana, does it change anything about how we look at the person? Or?
No, eid echad is not neman at all. But Dov should be able even to create a latest asafik. No. Eid Echad is not named at all. Good. So we left out one part in the middle. The Gemara says we raised an issue about idleness. There's a contradiction. One brisa, the other brisa, whether idleness, yesh l'knas, ain l'knas. The Gemara said that's a cinch. The teretz is so obvious. One goes like Rameh, one goes like the Chachamim. If you're like Rameh, that Tana ain lo knas, the islandess is never a naira. She's either mikatusi or tzalaberga, either she's a bageris or a ktana. And if you hold that a ktana yesh lo knas, the islandess does have knas. So the Gemara says, it's such an obvious answer. The Gemara says, the koari lo, my koari lo. What was the havamina in the first place? The Gemara says, my rumi harame harabonim. Then the Gemara says, this around 12 lines from the bottom. Of Lamed Vav, 13 lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, the Kari lo my Kari lo, what was the Havamina? Why did anybody even pose that as a Kasha? Isn't it obvious that there should be a Machleg Zameh and a Chachamim by Aglanis, well, Yesha Knasana? So the Pnei Yeshua finds this difficult. He thinks that this Gemara is problematic. There's so many times in the Gemara that the Gemara asks the Kasha, and the Gemara gives an obvious teretz, and they don't ask, well, what was the Havamina? So the Yeshua doesn't understand why they have to make a whole tzimis over here. What's the problem? He tries to develop a whole pshat in the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Strange Gemara. The Gemara says the reason why he brought up the brisa is not so much about the contradiction whether island is yesh laknas or ain laknas. That was a simple teretz that he knew. He quoted the brisa because there's a contradiction. Part of that brisa contradicts a different brisa, but a different issue. Not so much. The islandess angle didn't bother him. Everybody knew that's child's play. Everybody knew the issue about the islandess is the machleg zameh and the chacham. Islandess is mikatnusi yotze leberge. She's never experiences nairis. And that's the machleg zameh and the chacham, whether ketana yesh leknas. But he quoted that price because of the contradiction regarding chareshes and shota. Chareshes means retarded, and shota means deranged, crazy. So what's the din chareshes with shota? What's the stira? So the first price uriminhu. So it says, the first price says, achareshes v'hashoyta v'ha'ailenes yesh lahem knas. We have the next line, v'yesh lahem tainas besulim. So Tosis says the old kisveya didn't have that line, v'yesh lahem tainas besulim. They only had the line, yesh lahem knas. Okay. Achareshes shoyta yesh lahem knas. What's the chiddush? That they're becheskas besula. Why would I have thought that they don't have knas? Why would I have thought that they don't have knas? I mean, if you hold Eilenis does not have knas because she's a ktana, she never has nairus. So if you hold like Rameir that a ktana ain't lo knas, then there's room to say the cherish and shoyt are the same as a cotton. Cherish and cotton often go together, not always. So that's the chiddush, that chareshes and shoyt yesh lam knas, they do get knas. You shouldn't think that it's dina kiktana. Nah, but it says in the Braisa, Eilenis yesh lam knas. Eilenis said, Ktana yesh la knas. That's how the Gemara, Ktana yesh la knas. So, Ktana yesh la knas, what's the habamina that chareshes and shaita should not have a knas? So, Tesis explains what the chiddush is. The chiddush is, a normal girl is becheskas. Tesis has a fantastic chiddush, the way they're saying, Poshabshat in the Braisa. A normal girl who's 12 and 3 months old, and then someone's ma'anas on the fata her. So when she was born, she is a psula. We assume she wasn't nivala, and she was also not a mukaseitz. Mukaseitz means that the girl fell. She was horseback riding, she fell down, or she was in an accident, and the besulim were broken without having had tashmish with anybody. So what's the status of a mukaseitz? What's the din of a mukaseitz? So there's a machlekes hatanaim in the first perek, where the mukaseitz gets a ksubas besula, which is masayim zuz, or ksubas beula, which is mana. What do we say? Mana masayim is not twice as much, 16 times as much. Because the masayim zuz is kesef tzuri, and the mana is kesef medina, so it's 8 times as much, times 2 is 16. 16 times as much, okay. So that's a machleike satanayim, where the mukha says, where's that machleike satanayim? Huh? Well, here it is, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom. So it says in the Mishnah, the last few lines on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Mukaseitz, Ksubosan Masayim, Divrei Reb Meir, V'chachamim Marmim, Mukaseitz, Ksubosan Mona. So it's a machlekes Reb Meir and Chachamim, where the Mukaseitz gets Ksuba like a Besula, or gets Psula, or gets Ksuba like a Be'ula. Okay. Benegeet to Ksuba. What about Benegeet to Einus and Mefata? What's the din? So it's never discussed. So Tosis says here it's discussed. That's what the topic is here. So the Ri, Tosis says, v'nira l'ri, Tosis is postulating a premise over here, the way they're interpreting Pshat and Gemara. They forgot to say that this is the premise of Gemara. It's like they're taking it for granted, such a double push, that a mukha says, ain't lo knas. Woo! So the Pnei Yeshua is very upset about that. He keeps on writing and writing. Who gave them the right to make such an assumption, to give such an interpretation? But that's what the Ri Balatosis is interpreting. So the Ri Balatosis learns, L'ri nira l'faresh ocha, the Tosis dimi masal hachareshes v'ashoita. So the first half they pick on Rashi, then they say, but Rashi is right. Basically, Rashi is right. Then the second half, they say, the Ri has a whole different interpretation. Why does the Ri have a different interpretation? Because he's unhappy with Rashi. But in the beginning of the Tosfos, if you look at the beginning of the Tosfos, they were maskal hachareshes. So the first they quote Rashi, then they say the kosher the Ri doesn't make any sense. Umiu maybe Ri raya that Rashi is right. So the Ri just defended Rashi, and after he yes on Rashi, he defends Rashi. Then he says, but he disagrees with the whole pshat. What motivates him to disagree if he already defended that what Rashi said is right? There's a problem. Is it the same Ri? The Ri is a Rashi. Is it the same person? We assume it sounds like it is the same person. So that's where the Pnei Yeshua has a whole discussion on that. So let's see again how the Ri learns Pshat and the Braisa. a normal girl is nensa, einis a mefata case. So we assume the girl is a psula. Why? Ishtalav cheska, there's a chazoke, status quo. That a chazoke, ruba delesa kamon. Chazoke, then a ruba delesa kamon also. How do you give? Sometimes you might see mamon based on a chazoke of a ruba delesa kamon. How come? Chazoke, let's say, eight on a pared togs manai. Let's say I bring witnesses and they testify that I lent you $1,000 a week ago, and you have a right to keep it for a month. The Edom don't know whether you paid back or not, but they say, I lent you $1,000, tam halbosh lashmim, you have a month to pay back. You tiny paraiti. You tiny paraiti, let's say, I lent the beferish for 3 months. I lent you the $1,000 for 3 months. You tiny paraiti, after a week, you paid back. So the Gemara says that we don't believe you because eight on a pareh tochzmana. So we make you pay the chazoka, the ruba, the leisa kamon of eight on a pareh tochzmana is so strong, he might see mamon based on such a roif. So the Nitzivi asks in the shiurim that he gave in Valojin, and the Mirai Mesari, yes, how could it be might see mamon based on a chazok? Chazok means ruba, the leisa kamon, and holchem a mamon achar ha roif. So the answer is there are different kinds of roif. There's a roif 99%. 99.99%, there's a roif 98%, there's a roif 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%, 50.00001. There are different kinds of roif. Ein hocham amam racha roif means a weaker roif, but if you have such a strong roif that the miut against it is only miuta de miuta, so such a strong roif is even good to be mighty mam. Rabbi Kivega has such a tshuva like that. So then it seems says, when the Gemara says, chazoka ein onem pareatos manoi, that chazaka means ruba delaysa kamon. Doesn't mean chazaka kamaisa. Chazaka na meikora. There's no chazaka na meikora. I lend you $1,000, you can keep it for 3 months. And then I come after a month and I say, pay me back the money. You say, you paid me back. A day after I lent you the money, you paid me back. So the Gemara says, highly unlikely, we don't believe you because chazaka ain't on imperia tochzmana. A guy would never pay toichazman. So that roiv is so strong, we might see mamon from the muchzuk, we might see mamon from the loive. They make him pay again, he claims that he paid already. How come he might see mamon? Because the Gemara calls it chazaka, ain't on imperia tochzman. The Gemara doesn't say roiv bin yodim ain't parim toichazman. Chazak means that it's a stronger roiv. Such a strong roiv, it's even good to be might see mamon. There are different degrees of a roiv. So that's the word chazaka used in the sense of a ruba deleisa kamon. That it means a very strong ruba delaysa kamon. So let's say a girl is nensa on the spatza, so she collects the chamishim shekel kesef. Maybe the girl is already ba'ula, so the answer is yishtalav chazaka. When she was born, she wasn't ba'ula. The first 3 years, she can't be a ba'ula. First 3 years, it's not called bia b'sulei chayzrim. So we assume that things didn't change. Now it's already 9 years later, she's 12 and a half years old, 12 and 3 months old, she's a naira. We assume that nothing changed. So that's a chazoka. Chazoka to meikora, status quo chazoka meikora, which doesn't have any reisa against it, mechatesa. If there is a reisa against it, people say she was to avail them, to be mezana with them. So then the chazoka with the reisa, she can't be moitzi mamon based on the cheskas besulah. But chazoka without a reisa, there's no one says she was ever to avail them to be mezana. So chazoka, you are moitzi mamon. So Tosfos raises a new story now. Taisus assumes a premise that a mukha seitz doesn't get einis mefata money. Don't say anywhere in Shas. Taisus said that's what it's talking about here. That's the topic that we're discussing here. And the Gemara talks about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So Rashi says, where does it say Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? It says, daf yud beis amin beis. So Rashi says, Rashi learns that the Gemara is referring to the Mishnah Yud Beis on Beis, where the man got married, he had nisuin, then he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and she says Misheristani Nanasti. She says, yeah, I was Bula, I was Nivala after you married me. I was Nivala while I was already married to you. She was Nensa afterwards. So Rashi says that's the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua that the Gemara is quoting, and Rashi holds like what it says in the brackets on the side, Le'el Yud Beis on the base, that was put in, the Marmakamas were put in by Rabbi Shua Rabbi Yeshua, what's his name? Rabbi Shai Berlin. Rabbi Shai Berlin. All the other marmikanas were put in by Rabbi Yeshua Boaz. And those in brackets were put in by Rabbi Shai Berlin, who was a contemporary of the Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Taisa says it's the wrong Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua. We're not referring to the Mishnah Yud Beis and Beis. The Ayin Mishpat has a mistake in the brackets. We should be referring to the Mishnah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Another machlekes is Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, about Mukazetz, whether the girl is the menis taina Mukazetz ani. So Rabbi Gamliel says, yeah, we believe her. And Rabbi Yeshua says again, let me pee on her chayim. She has no nemanis. So what's the issue over here? What are they quoting Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua? What's the whole topic? So Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosis learns, the topic is maybe the... How do you ever have a right to collect? How does any girl have a right to collect Einus and Mevata money? Maybe the girl is a Be'ula. So the answer is she has a Cheskas Psula. She was a Psula for the first 3 years after she was born. Now it's 9 years later. So she's a Naira. So we assume she's not a Be'ula. Maybe she's a Mukasetz. Maybe she fell somewhere. So the Gemara says on Lamed Vav, on the base, on the top, all the girls fall. Kula nami chibuti mechbeti. All the girls fall at some time or another, and sometimes it causes hasharas psulim, and sometimes not. The girl's horseback riding and she falls down, or she gets kicked, or she's in an accident, or automobile accident, or something. So it can happen to a lot of girls. So the Gemara. So how does any girl ever collect the einus and mefata money? So the answer is also shalav chazaka. There's no latest hasafik. So just like we assume she's not a beula, we assume she's not a mukasetz.
Why isn't
we never heard anything. It's reasonable that it could have happened, but we haven't heard anything by her. Let's say if this girl was in an accident, it would probably be a chazaka with her latest asafis. Probably she would not collect Einus and Mefata money. Just like if people testify, she was Teveya, she wanted to be Mezana with us, so that's already the chazaka kamaisa has a reisa to it. So then you can't be Motzei Mamon based on such a chazaka. So probably the cheskas ein mukaseitz probably will not be of any use to collect the einus mefata money if you know the girl wasn't an accident. You know, a lot of times girls do survive, do go through accidents. A lot of times it happens that they lose their psulim not through attachments, just through mukaseitz. But if we don't know that the girl was in an accident, so then she has a right to collect einus mefata money. So now the Brisa has a discussion, what if the girl is a chareshes v'shoita? A normal girl who's a basdas, so she'll discuss with her mother, she'll discuss with people, so people will know whether she became a mukaseitz. Charesh and v'shoita is not all there. Shoita is deranged and the chareshes is retarded. So there's no one to talk to over there. So since there's no one to talk to, so that's why it's a bigger shaila. Maybe she's not a bula, but maybe she's a mukaseitz. So there's a steer between the two prices, but the chareshes v'shoita is entitled to collect einus and mefata money or not. And the Gemara assumes that the issue involved is maybe she's a mukaseitz. And the Gemara says, yeah, loy kasha, ha Rabbi Gamliel, ha Rabbi Yeshua. What does it got to do with Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua? So Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. Rashi says it's a reference to the Mishnah Yud Beis and Beis. We'll have to do the Rashi. Tosis says, we're not talking about Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Yeshua. They were talking on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What's on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? The top Mishnah, the two Mishnahs there. The top Mishnah Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the man has Nisuin, and then he's with his wife. And he says, Pesach Pasuch Matzosi. She says, yes, I was a Mukaseitz. So therefore what? Vohemer Loiki. Loiki means Loikach. Not so. Eladrusa Sishat. He doesn't know. She knows. She has a Tainas Bari. She says, I'm a Mukaseitz. I know. I never was Mazana with anybody. And I don't have Bisul because I was in an accident. I'm a Mukaseitz. So she has a Tainas Bari. She claims she's entitled to the full Ksubah. The Gemara says, maybe the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. Then the Mukaseitz is entitled, where was the Remeir again? The bottom of Yud Aleph Amen Aleph. Remeir says that the Mukaseitz is Ksubasa Masai. And the fellow Tainis, no, maybe you're a Drusasish. He doesn't know one way or the other. She has a tainus bar, he has a tainus shema. So he tainus, maybe you're a drusa sish, and therefore you're only entitled to 100 zus, not entitled to masayim zus. So what's the din? Who's neman? So that's the machlokes hatanoim. So Rabbi Gamliel, the Gemara's on machlokes Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua. Somehow they forgot about Rabbi Lezer. Okay. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer say, nemenes, she is believed. she will win the case. She's mighty the moment if the Levi get divorced, she will be entitled to collect Masayim Zuz, assuming that you hold like Rabbi Meir, that a Mukha takes Sabasa Masayim. Rabbi Shua says, no, she doesn't have nemenes. Let me pi on her chaim. You can't rely on what she says. What kind of a lashon is that? Lo mipiha anu chayim. You see, it means she's ena nemenes. Why does he use a lashon lo mipiha anu chayim? So the Shita Mekubetzes quotes, there's a Gemara tells a story in Soita, I think. Gemara tells that there was a city where the people always told the truth and no one ever died. And when someone was 150 years old and he already had great-great-grandchildren, they had enough already, he wanted to die, so they would leave the city. They would leave the city, then they would die a natural death. Because they lived in the city, because the people in the city were always mocked but never to tell a lie, so that's why they lived so long. So you see from that story, the moral of the story is that if you tell the truth, that people always tell the truth, it's as gula farichas yam. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua uses the expression, both on Yud Beis and Beis, as well as Yud Gimel and Aleph, he wants to say we don't believe her. So he says, lo mipiho anu chayim. If we want to live in Arichas Yame based on what she says, she has no nemanis. We cannot trust her. If we would be convinced that the girl is telling the truth, that would be as good as Arichas Yame. That's how the Shittim Kobetzis interprets. Okay, I don't have a better interpretation. What? Okay, good. Based on that pasuk, Chaim Amav is Biyar Aloshin, that's right. Okay. So Nachum, so what is the machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? What are they fighting about? So the Gemara asks the question on the previous Mishnah also, on the bottom of Yud Beis and Beis. She's Bori, and the husband is a Shema. She says, I know, I'm a Mukasei. So she says, I know, I was Nenso, Misheris Tani Nenaste. Someone was Ma'anis me after you made the Erison. So I don't lose the ksuba. You already gave me a ksuba from before the erison. We had erison and the Mesher Astani Nanasti. So it's a Bori Vishema case. So what's the din? Bori, that's a machlokes amarayim. Whether Bori Vishema, Bori Arif Lahoitzi. Whether Bori Vishema, Bori Arif Lahoitzi. I say, I lent you $1,000 and you never paid me back the money. And you say, I remember we were talking about borrowing $1,000. If you say, I remember borrowing $1,000, but I think I may have paid you back. I'm not 100% sure. I remember once I was preparing to pay you back. I don't remember if I actually did or not. It was so long ago. So if he says, I admit that I owed you the money, then the Gemara says, at the end of Baba Kama, where is this at the end of Baba Kama? I tell you over here on this side of the dove. Here, Baba Kama, Kuf Yud Chesam and all. On Yud Beis on the base, right after the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, Manu libiyot chvalam eini yodea, so it says they give you the cross references. So, Baba Kama Kuf Yud Ches Amin Aleph. At the very end, the Mesichta ends Kuf Yud Tes. That's next to the last daf in the Mesichta Baba Kama. But Mitzi also ends Kuf Yud Tes, I think. But Basa is longer, Kuf Ein Zayin, something like that. So the Gemara says there, if you say eini yodea and pray ticha, that's a Mishnah, that you chayef. If you say ene dem hilvi sani, I say I lend you $100,000 you never paid back. And you say, you remember that we were talking about me possibly lending you the money. You don't remember for sure whether you borrowed the money or not. So we should believe you. You say ene dem, we believe you ene dem. But I say you did borrow the money. So one opinion in Gemara is bori v'shema bori yodif. I have the manas to say you owe me $100,000. If you would have denied it, you would have had the money. You have one the manas than I do. Because I'm having the manas lahoitzi, you have the manas lahachzik. You say that you paid already the money. But if you say, I don't remember if I borrowed the money. So we believe you that you don't remember. But life that should remain that I have the manas. I have the manas to say that you did borrow the money and you didn't contradict me. So one opinion is, bari v'shema bari yarif. And we paskin, that's not so. Bari v'shema la bari yarif lahoitzi. Unless it's becheskas chiyuv. Unless I say, I lent you $1,000, and you admit, I say, I lent you $1,000, you never paid it back. And you say, yes, you remember borrowing the $1,000, but you think you may have paid it back, you're not 100% sure. So if you yourself say that you have becheskas chiyuv, then bari v'shema is bari yadif lahotzi. If he's becheskas chiyuv, it is good. So here the Gemara says, what exactly is the machlokes tatanoim? Why does Rabbi Gamliel say she is nemenes? It's a case of both mishnayos. You'd base them and base you'd give them off the top mishnah. Both the same case. It's a bari v'shema case. The husband says, I see she's a ba'ula, and I don't know what happened, and I think maybe the worst happened, maybe she was mezana, and I don't want to give her the full ksuba. She says, no, I'll tell you what happened. I know what happened. It was a mukas eitz, and I then didn't let the bezna holds like Rabbi Meir, like sabasa masayim. You owe me a full ksuba masayim. Or she says, mesher estanin anasti, v'nestachva sadeh. You owe me a full amount of the ksuba. And he says he doesn't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. So it's really a case, bori v'shema, lahotzi, she wants to be moitzi the full ksuba from the husband, based on bar v'shema. So the Gemara says we hold bar v'shema la bar yadif lahotzi. So what's pshat in Rabbi Gamliel? How can Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Leza say that both mishnayos that nemenes? So the Gemara says it's not a plain case of bar v'shema. Rabbi Gamliel holds it's a bar v'shema b'tziruf a chazake. We assume whenever you know that a change occurred, you have the right to assume the change occurred as late as possible. So she says, "Mishen restani nanasti." She says, "I'm still a psula. I was a mukaseit, but I was never a ba'ula." And according to Rav Meir, the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, I'm entitled to ksula masai. So the girl has a chazaka that supports her. So bari b'shem is not enough to be mighty moment, and chazaka alone is not enough to be mighty moment. But Rav Gamliel holds that the combination of both together, both factors together, Bari V'Shema plus Chazake, is good to be Moitzi Mom. That's what the Gemara says over here. The Gemara asks, what do you do with the Mishnah? Rav Gamliel, isn't that the Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, or the Bari V'Shema, Bari Yadif Lahoitzi? And the Halacha seems to be like Rabbi Gamliel over here, that she's the menace. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says the reason why the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnah, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel. Why do we pass on Rabbi Gamliel? Why? So the answer is because there's a chazaka b'tziruf. You have bari v'shema plus the chazaka that the change occurred as late as possible. She claims Misher Estani Nanasti. Happened after the Erison.
Why do we trust her?
Don't
we read she's lying? Why wouldn't she tell her husband like immediately after it happened? That you like, Shmuka takes she was Nanasti.
Well, she claims in the Mishnah on Yubbeis Meis, she says she was attacked, she was raped after the Erison. Why didn't she tell her husband?
Well, yeah, like right away. It's the reason to believe she's lying. Must have something worked, she was...
I don't know. It's a good question. Mukaseitz, she was a Mukaseitz from before, a long time ago. But why don't... I don't know. That's a very good point. Yeah.
Why is she considered the most... He gave the Tzuba already, which has a condition, right?
Right.
He gave her Tzuma Sanim. He should be the one who's Tzuma Sanim. It should be all of
Araya
to prove that she's the one who...
Sometimes we have such a klal that when you have a Vaday Shtar, that we say Shtar Chov HaMeligvus Kegovi Domi, and the Malva is considered the Muchsuk. Beshamah hold like that. Beshamah hold Shtar Chov HaMeligvus Kegovi Domi. The Malva is called the Muchsuk. Because Shiba Nechosim, if you have a Shtar, you have Shiba Nechosim. Shiba Nechosim means a Kinyan Lachatzoyim. Shim Nechasim means that the Nechasim of the Lova Knuyim to the Malva with respect to Gvias Achoyf. So Bisham's opinion is that whenever there's a Shtar, Shtar Choyf HaMeligvos, Kigobi Dami means that the Malva, the Bala Shtar, can sit in Mosek. So we don't hold like that. We don't pass on like Bisham. That's in Saita Dav Chothei. Achlog Bisham and Basil, and then at the end of Babas, we have a few cases like that. So the Rabbi Natam says, and some group of Rishonim say, even Mesila would agree to Beis Shammai in certain cases when it's a Vaday Shtar, and there's no suffix about it. But even so, well, here it's a suffix whether she's entitled to this full amount. So we hold like Mesila, that since bottom line, it's Mechusa Guvaina, so she's considered the Moitzi. He's considered the Machzik. The money is in his bank account. She wants him to pay her the Ksuba if, in the event that they get divorced, she wants to collect a larger amount of the ksuba, so the Gemara always considered, the Gemara is working with Besilu Shita, that Shtar Chayv and Ligvus is Lav Kigobi Dami, that the Bala Shtar is not considered the Muchzik on the money. They're masking with Beis Shammai, Besilu masking with Beis Shammai, that the definition of Shiba Nechasim means kinyan lachatzoyin, that the karka of the loive is koni to the malva with respect to gviya. Not just as chus gviya. It's koni to the malva with respect to gviya. But not so far that it should be considered muchzak. It's considered muchzak by the husband. All the sugyas are assuming like that. All the sugyas are the feirish like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So shouldn't it still at least be that, whatever you said before, that by the shaman bari that we pass in, that bari is that when there is at least a loan, where the person loaned, you're just saying, well, maybe I didn't pay back. So here, shouldn't it be more equivalent to that at least? Like
why he says maybe you were nivola before. He doesn't know that there ever was a chiyuv ksuba. He sees that she was nivola. So she says, yeah, it happened after the erison. He says, I don't know, maybe it happened before the erison. So I was never mechuyev in the first place. Whenever the muchzok is moida that there is a chiyuv, but he just does not know whether he was potter or not, and in the end praticha, so then the Gemara says the end of Baba Kama, even though we pass the bar v'shem ala bar yarif lahoitzi, but if it's any dam praitichas b'ches kaschiv, then you do it, then you are mechuyev. Yeah.
So here
it's a suffix in the first place, whether there ever was a chiv.
What Rabbi Gamliel say if she claims mukhazeit? What lachazach is there?
Why does Rabbi Gamliel say the man is over there? All said the same thing, that when she was born, she was a psula. And she says she's still a psula. Aye, but he didn't find any damsulim. So she says that was a mukhazeitz and nothing changed. Because the Mishnah is assuming like Rav Meir, that a mukhazeitz is a bar masayim. So the only thing that will change the situation is if she had a beer with someone. She says, I never had beer with anybody. So she has a cheskas psula from the day that she was born. The first 3 years after she was born, for sure she was a psula. Even the next 9.5 years also, becheskas besula. So that's what the Gemara says, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara says over here, the second wide line on Yud Beis and Beis. Amar Rav Yud Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. Paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara says, why does Rabbi Gamliel say that? That is because Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. The Gemara says, no, Bari Vishema alone is no good. A chazaka to be Moitzi Moman alone is no good. Chazak alone is no good, but if you have a tziruf of both together, that's the pasha b'shat in the Gemara, bari v'shema, b'tziruf chazak, then you are moitzi mamon. It's a problem. What kind of a din is that? 0 + 0 = 0. So why is it bari v'shema alone is no good, and chazak alone is no good, because ruba v'chazak ruba adif. When rov pulls in one direction, chazak pulls in the other direction, so rov beats out chazak. That's called ruba v'chazak ruba adif. Rov is better. And if a rov is no good to be motzi mamon, so the Pnei Yeshua and the Ramban say Kal v'chomer Chazaka is no good to be motzi mamon. So why is the combination of both together? So that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua says, Lo mipi anachaim, you can't combine. But we pask on like Rabbi Gamliel. What's the bir hado? What's the combination of both together? Ruba, bori v'shemo alone is no good. And rov and Chazaka alone is no good to be motzi mamon. But the combination of both together is good. So maybe the pshat is, when I visited Eretz Yisrael before the summer to be a spectator at the Shemitah conference that I attended, so the Shemitah conference was on a Thursday afternoon. And that Thursday morning, they took me to visit the Cheberni Yeshiva, which I haven't visited in many years. I was never in a new building. I was in an old building. Reb Simcha Zissel gave a shiur then. It's a whole new yeshiva. So I met Rabbi Mordechai Farbstein is now Magid Shir, and his father used to be Rabbi Avram Farbstein. He used to be one of the Rashi Yeshiva, the Cheberni Yeshiva. He was the editor of the Tzachli Bidi Talmidid for a few years, and now his son is a Rebbe in Yeshiva. So before he was accepted as a Rebbe in Yeshiva, his son used to head a Koilel in Psagot, but he used to learn Ebenezer and Chosh Mishpah. So I remember many years ago, it must have been 30 years ago, they invited me to give a Shir there. I gave a shiur. So when he saw me on Thursday morning, he said, remember you gave a shiur in my kollel? I disagreed with you then, I disagree with you now. Still disagrees. So I said, what did I say? So he told me what I said. Then it came back. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So what I said was on this. I said on this topic. I thought that really, Bari Vishema should have really been the din should be bari v'shemah should be bari adif. The guy has namanas baldim etanosai. I say you owe me $1,000. I have namanas. How do you know that the toveya has namanas to say I say you owe me $1,000? Because it's a din. If you're moedim mixas, you have to swear a shvur deraisa. I say yeah, I lent you $1,000. You say you only borrowed $500. So the Torah says you have to swear shvur deraisa moedim mixas. Why do you have to swear? If I would have said you owe me $500, you would deny everything. You wouldn't have to swear. So just because I said you owe me, $1,000, and $500 you're moida, $500 you're kofir, so now all of a sudden there's a chiv shvur deraisa on the $500. So the answer is the toiveya has nemanis with his taina. He does that. I say that you owe me $1,000,000 and you deny it. If I have nemanis, you certainly have nemanis. You have more than nemanis. You have more nemanis than I have because you're the mukhsar. But you see from the institution of Moedim and Mixes that the Taveya has namanas to a certain extent. So the Taveya says, you owe me $1,000. He has namanas. But it's not enough to be Moitzi Mamin. So then we ask the Nitva, what does he say? So if he says, I don't remember, it could be that I borrowed the money. I remember we were talking about it, I'm not sure. So we should believe him. He says, any of that, I don't remember. So if the Taveya has namanas, how come Boy Vishema should be good Lahotzi? The answer is, there's Exeris HaKosuf, that the Gemara in Bava Kama learns out from a pasuk that Hamotzi Machaber Olav Harai. If you motzi Mammon from a Muchzok, you have to have a Raya Alimto. So true Bori V'Shema should have been good, but the Gzeres HaKosov says that the Muchzok has a schus that you can't be motzi Mammon from him just based on Bori V'Shema alone, just based on the Manas Balde Mitanos alone. Then you have a Chazaka in the Meikor, that the girl was not a Psula for the first 3 years of her life. We assume still not, she was a psula, she wasn't nivala, so we assume she's still a psula. So chazaka is good in kol tarkula. Chazaka is good in other areas halacha. It's not good in mamines because you have the schus. The nitva has the muchzak has the schus to claim. I'm holding on to the money. You have to bring a raya limta. Moitzi machaver. He wanted to take away from the muchzak all of her right. You need a raya limta. That's the lotion of the trumas hadesh. You need a raya limta. So in any given case, the muchzak has a right to use this chus once. So I have two reasons why I want to collect from him, the Gemara says, on Yud Beis on the base. One is Bori B'Shema, and one is Chazok and Emei Korah. So when I say, I want to be Moitzi Limon and based on Bori B'Shema, so you say, no, you're the muchzak, you have this chus, I can't take it away from you based on a weaker raya, after better raya. Then I say, I have another raya, namely Chazok. I want to be Moitzi Limon and based on a Chazok. So once you already used your card, you already used your schus, that Hamotzi Machaber Olav Harai, you can't use it twice. That's where Rabbi Farbstein didn't like that pshat. I thought that Hamotzi Machaber Olav Harai is a schus that the muchzak has, that the taver cannot be Motzi Mammon with him based on Nemanis Baldim Etanosai, Bori V'Shema, based on Roy, based on Chazoke. But if you have two together, if you have Roy and Chazoke together, so you can't. He doesn't have the right to use the schus twice against me. So then, whichever raya I mentioned first, so that raya was negated because he's the muchzak. The muchzak has the right to say, I demand a raya limta. But then the toveh has another raya. He has a roy then a chazaka, or he has a bori b'shema plus a chazaka. That seems to be the pshat in Rabbi Yeshua and the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel. Tosis has in different places like that, beginning of the second parak, Tosis has like that. The Rav alone is not good to be Motzi Mammon, but Rav with Chazak is good to be Motzi Mammon. Rav with Bar Vishem is good to be Motzi Mammon.
Yeah.
What? Tosis Hishonim, right. We are in Tezainim and Aleph, the Tosis Hishonim has it, yeah. So that's the Pasha Pshat. The Gemara seems to say that that's the reason for Rabbi Gamliel. So how does this relate to our Gemara Lamed Vav Amid Aleph? The Machlikas Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua Yud Gimel Amid Aleph by the Mukasetz is Rabbi Gamliel holds from this combination. If you have a Bori B'Shema B'Tzir of Chazoke, it's good to be Maitzi Mammon. And Rabbi Shua says, let me pee on a chai. Rabbi Shua holds like Rabbi Farbstein. Okay. That doesn't help. You combine two things together. Rabbi Gamliel says the combination. The Balamor has like that at the beginning of the second parish. Rishonim has an antazainim and alf. A lot of Rishonim say like that. Combination of two factors together. So what does it have to do with our Gemara Lamed Vavim and Aleph? So the Pnei Yeshua points out on our daf, Pnei Yeshua is very good on our daf. It's always good. There's a Tosfos on Tesam and Beis. The last three lines in the Tosfos Dibur Maschil Ilam Esav Laksubim. So Tosfos says that the Machlokes on our daf Lamed Vav. The last three lines Tosfos quotes. The Machlokes on Lamed Vav. The Gemara says Harab Gamliel Harab Yeshua. Machlokes is whether Mukha Seitz is a Milsa de la Shchicha or a Milsa de Shchicha. So we gotta elaborate a little more on that. Okay, but in that I'd like to continue tomorrow. Then we have to talk about the Taininon. What is Taininon all about? That's Lamed Vav and Manalev. The Mark talks about Taininon. Is Taininon a Tainis Bari or a Tainis Shema? So look in the Shita Mukubetzes. He explains what Tosfos is talking about.